News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, doing a fabulous job over there. It's all he knows how to do, so we always appreciate his helping and hard work. Well, very appropriate man on the news line right now. I hope a lot of people are thinking about talking about the activities we're going to discuss. Mike Parker's back on the line, Communications Director for the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission, WKOK News alumni as well. And just a super guy and just ultra knowledgeable about the outdoors. So good morning, sir. Thanks for checking in.
Well, good morning, Mark. How are you? Good to talk to you.
I'm doing just fabulously. I'm excited. I can't wait for free fishing day. I allowed the pandemic to get in the way of my trout fishing, so I told my lovely bride we're going to drop a line on Sunday, so that'll be great. All right, well, let's start out with the most immediate thing that's happening right now is we are right in the middle of National Safe Boating Week. So please tell us about that.
Yeah, well, it's something that we do. You know, it's very timely as we approach the Memorial Day weekend. It's that time of year. I mean, certainly spring has turned to summer in Pennsylvania already, but, take a step back here or so. Apparently, the weather's not going to be super great, I guess, on Memorial Day weekend, but it'll turn things back. Once again, we'll get into those, 80s and 90s and it's just boating weather, every day in Pennsylvania. Plenty of places to go, and people are excited. Last year we saw a big jump in the number of boaters. So a lot of people who maybe had a boat sitting around for a few years and weren't using it, dusted it off, got things back out on the water. A lot of other people purchased boats, specifically kayaks. So there's a lot of people out on the water, new and veteran boaters alike. And we just remind them this time of year, as we unofficially kick off the summer boating season, to use some common sense safety practices as they're out there having fun on Pennsylvania's waterways.
And not all of the people on the waterway, like some kayakers, may not have gone through the same safety and protocol training that power boaters go through. So I guess power boaters should keep an eye out for these folks that might not be as informed on some of the sort of the procedures and protocols when you're on open water.
Yeah, you raise a good point. I mean, to operate a power boat, 25 horsepower or more, you have to have your boating safety certificate, which does require some training. So you either sat through a classroom course years ago and have probably had many seasons on the water, or you at least took an online course, which is, a few hours investment and, again, putting that good education to practice. With an unpowered vessel, such as a kayak, a canoe, or another thing that's very popular these days is the stand-up paddle boards, those are all still considered boats, okay? That's a full-fledged boat in our eyes. It's just an unpowered vessel, and it does not require that, boating safety certificate or the card that most boaters keep in their wallet. However, we do recommend that you have to be aware of the fishing and boating code and the rules and regulations that go along with operating any boat. So the rules are the same out there when it comes to life jacket requirements. If you're on a boat, whether it's a one person boat or a 10 person boat, however many people you have on board, one or 10 or anywhere in between or above, you have to have at least one life jacket on board per person. And when you're on a, if you're boating with children, you have a child out there on a kayak or a canoe or a paddleboard, they must always wear their life jacket every day, all times of year, if they're age 12 and under. So that's where we'd like to start. Wear your life jacket. Have them aboard. That really does save lives.
And do you anticipate that you're going to get this same surge in usage of lakes and waterways and creeks? Because the pandemic, as you mentioned, pushed a lot of people to enjoy the local area more than maybe traveling. Is that going to continue?
I think it is. I think that it's one of these cases where people fell back in love with the outdoors last year. I'm a family man. I have a couple of young kids, and although we were already engaged in outdoor activities, fishing and hunting and boating, I saw a lot of other folks out there exploring last year for the first time. Our state parks and our Fish and Boat Commission properties, our local municipal parks, they're all much more crowded last year than they were previously. Fishing and boating were top of the list. You know, these were things that we recognized early on that were outdoor activities that lent themselves to the social distancing that we needed to abide by. People got out. They maybe didn't have a baseball game, or you know, couldn't go to work for a few weeks. Whatever the situation was, where they found extra time on their hands, they got out there in droves. And you know, if you go to the local store where there used to be, you know, four or five kayaks available to purchase, right away and walk out the door with them, I think you found last summer that was not the case. And even on online, you know, marketplaces such as, you know, Craigslist and things like that, where people were selling, you know, used kayaks, and typically they were affordable and very available. Well, you were having a hard time or paying top dollar for them on those places too. So I think there's a lot of kayaks out there, still a lot of interest. People had a great time last year, and certainly as the Fish and Boat Commission, you know, that's one of our goals too, is to keep people engaged and welcome them back and retain them, because there is plenty of space out there on the water for everyone.
Well, our family bought new kayaks as well, so you know, we're on mm-hmm. that list. You know, didn't have any place else to go, so we kind of got reconnected. We'd had a canoe, but the kayaks were new. Okay, so what is this connection with the water? You can talk about this whether you're fishing or using the water for boating in some manner. What is it about this connection to water that really draws us in and makes it such a great recreation?
I think the biggest thing is that, you know, a lot of people don't realize how things change the minute that you get out on the water. You know, we drive over water in Pennsylvania, you know, constantly, across bridges, you know, big and small. You know, we drive along the water, we walk along the water, but, you know, we don't, when you're out on the water, it's a completely different perspective. It makes somewhere that's in your backyard that you've spent your, you know, from the majority of your life and time in, it looks completely different. It's almost foreign. It's a different experience. You know, moving water, such as a local creek or river, the scenery is constantly changing. And you actually, unlike being in a vehicle, you know, you're moving 55 miles per hour down the highway, or sitting in traffic, you know, you have time to look around when you're on a boat. So it's very enjoyable. It's peaceful. You know, mental relaxation. That's really where I think people found the stress relief. You know, factor of this last year was all that stress that we were under, and for many people continue to be under, and they find that, you know, a couple of hours out there, you know, floating around, even fishing, you know, while you're doing it, which has become really popular too from kayaks and smaller vessels, it's really taken off, and I think people have really realized it. So it's I think that's it, Mark. I think it's just that idea that, you know, we have these adventures waiting for us in our own backyards that we just haven't been taking advantage of fully.
Plus, it's the primordial connection to the water. That's where we came from, I guess. Is one of our good texters sends us a note, says that's really the real draws, and we're returning to the water. We talked about that with you at this time last year. The idea of a license increase was being talked about. That happened. So tell us about that made it through the legislature.
Well, there's no license increase. So, you know, the price of a fishing license has remained the same for about 16 years now. So, a good way to look at that historically is, you know, if you're a football fan, when Ben Roethlisberger was drafted by the Steelers, the price of a fishing license was still the same as it is right now. However, what we did was we gained the authority from the legislature to, as the Fish and Boat Commission, to go to them with fair proposals as to where we need to be with our fishing license. So if we see the need where we, you know, programs are underfunded and we need more money to keep the commission afloat and keep programs going, we have the ability to set those fees ourselves, which still requires oversight, public hearings, public comment, and input. However, what it doesn't do is put the whole sort of takes a little bit of politics out of it. So whereas before legislators would be reluctant, you know, to pass a, you know, what essentially some people consider a tax, which is an increase on a fishing license, it's an unpopular thing to do. While they recognize the need for an increase in the price of a fishing license, which is a great value, you know, for a 365-day you know, a year, if you choose to use it, pass to the, you know, the great fishing and boating recreation across the state. This is different. At the moment, you know, it's always considered, but they're, you know, the price of a fishing license in 2021 is the same as it was in 2020. So until further notice, things are it's still a good time to buy a fishing license without any sticker shock.
And let's get some of your important safety messages in. We'll talk about BUI. Tell us about that.
Well, it's just the same idea as don't drive drunk out on the roadways. People don't realize, especially the new boaters, that you know, the same rules apply out on the water, whether that's the big, you know, twin engine boat or pontoon boat that you're having a, you know, a party on out on the river, or just the unpowered kayak floating down the stream. Impairment is the same, so the threshold of 0.08 blood alcohol content, that's still an impairment, and that's still operating something that can put yourself and another's in danger. So you don't drive drunk, and we say don't boat drunk. Impairment is real, and our officers are looking for that, and the fines and penalties are pretty much the same as you know, boating under the influence and driving under the influence. They line up pretty well in the courts now, so one on your record will reflect the other on your record, et cetera, and you know, you don't want to do that. So always choose a designated boater if you plan to partake of alcoholic beverages while boating.
All right, just a moment left and two messages. I want you to get in one, remind folks about life jackets and the free fishing day.
Yep, wear a life jacket. Find one that fits the individual, whether it's an adult or a youth, and make sure that it's in good repair and that it's for the purpose. So different if you're floating down the creek in a kayak or whether you're out there on a tube in the river. They're different purposes. And the other thing is go to our website for more information about boating safety. That's fishandboat.com. Learn everything that you need to know about getting your licenses, your registrations or launch permit, whatever you need to get out there legally and ethically out on the water. Treat each other great and have a good time this summer and stay safe, Mark.
All right. Well, thank you so much for all the information and for checking in. You make me want to go fishing and boating even more. Next time you're up this way, bring some sort of a watercraft with you, and we'll, your next interview's out in the water, we hope. So let's do that. Thank you so much, Mike. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Mark.
That is Mike Parker, Communications Director for the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission. National Safe Boating Week's about halfway over now. Free Fishing Day is Saturday. He's reminding everybody about life jackets and BUI. And Pennsylvania Fish Commission website has all the information you need to know about taking safe advantage of our waterways.